Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show, where ordinary heroes tell extraordinary stories during unique and never been heard before conversations with your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Hillary's unique listening and way of asking questions results in conversations that aren't usually talked about, so you can create the life that you really want but are afraid you can't really have. We are demonstrating the greatness in the human spirit and creating a world where we all reclaim our birthright of joy, happiness, purpose, and passion. Now, here's your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show. And today we have a very special guest. You are going to love him. His name is Tom Palladino. He is a scalar energy researcher. And if you don't know what that is, don't worry. He's going to tell us all about it. So welcome, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Hillary.
Yes, I can't wait to hear this story. So, all right. So just as a preface, Tom is doing some groundbreaking work. It's new. You may not ever have heard of it, but that doesn't mean that it's valuable. And so I just ask people to keep an open mind. And I've been one of his test drivers this past week, so we'll get into that later. But Tom, welcome. And can you just tell us, I know you've been doing this for 50 years, how you started, what's your passion, and all about that.
Well, again, thanks for the invite. I'm going to speak about energy, the energy of the sun and the stars, what I call scalar light. I've pursued this topic, scalar light, for the past 50 years. And to that end, I've been very successful because I can work with engineered instruments, scalar light instruments that can control this energy. So my work is with scalar light, the light of the sun and the stars. Behind me are scalar light instruments that I'd like to demonstrate. Now, before I get into it, what is the purpose of this? Why do I do this? Technology, when used appropriately, technology can solve problems. Technology affords everybody a better lifestyle. Technology is a gift from God. So this is a gift, if you will, from God by way of technology. And I want everybody in the world to benefit. And if we really go about this appropriately in a prudent fashion, everybody in the world can benefit from this energy. That's my goal. I am a humanitarian, first and foremost. So we're going to speak about scalar energy, its application to work with people, soul, mind, and body. How this energy can enhance the soul, mind, and body in a very unique fashion. So that's going to be my main topic of discussion today. Now,
okay, I'm back. So, yeah, I'll be popping in and out. So how did you start with this? If you're not that old to have been doing this for 50 years, right? How old were you when you started?
I was a teenager. I'm 64 years of age now. So this has been a lifelong passion of mine. And I would say it's time well spent because I see the prospect. I see where this is going and how everybody in the world can benefit from this technology. That's my goal. So, I want the world to benefit.
Okay. So when you were a teenager, just tell me how that was. Most kids were, playing in the mud or doing whatever. And what were you doing instead?
I was a normal teenager likewise, but I realized that reading was essential to gain knowledge and to, if you will, understand nature. So I read a great deal. And that time we did not have the computers. So I read books. And I was really enthralled with Nikola Tesla. I would try to read anything about Nikola Tesla that I could find at that time. That's back in the 70s. And that started me off on this career, on this trajectory to learn more about scalar energy, what Tesla was using later in his life as a tool, as an energy tool. No longer.
Tom, can you, sorry, I know I'm interrupting, but you froze. Okay. So Nikola, when you say Tesla, and I admit I'm ignorant, I think of the car, but what era was he actually doing stuff in?
Yeah. I'm assuming it was way before the car, and they named the car after him.
That's correct.
Okay.
Nikola Tesla was working with Scalar Energy. He actually built the first Scalar Energy tower that I know of in 1899 in Colorado Springs. So this is over 100 years ago that Tesla was working with Scalar Energy. And if people understand and resonate with that name, Nikola Tesla, he was the one who gave the world the modern day age. Many of the inventions, many of the technologies that are being used today, that are being utilized, are from this incredible genius, Nikola Tesla. So we go back over 100 years ago. It's Tesla technology. Finally, the world is catching up to his intellectual prowess. Finally, the world is starting to realize what Tesla was trying to introduce to mankind.
So how did you, as a kid, stumble upon him? I mean, obviously, it changed the trajectory of your life, as you said. But how, like, what was that moment when you were like, oh, my God, look what he's doing?
My dad always instilled that I should read and educate myself, and he provided me with literature. I think my dad was the first one who introduced me to Nikola Tesla. And because of that, I wanted to make that a career. I wanted to follow in the footsteps of Tesla, and in some small part to reestablish his work or to prove his work. And without equivocation, Tesla was right. Without equivocation, he's a genius, and we should finally embrace his teaching, finally follow up with what he tried to introduce over a century ago. That's what I'm doing today. So it's nothing new.
Right. But what was he doing? You know, obviously 1899 was a long time ago, before cell phones, before computers. Like, what was his work back then with the scalar energy? Yeah.
Tesla began his career with AC electricity. He's considered to be the father of AC electricity. After that career of AC electricity... alternating current.
Okay, what does that mean to the...
Alternating current, that's, if you will, that's a type of electricity that it's considered that the current alternates, or there's some type of movement topically on the top of a wire. It's a force field of energy. Long story short, what's in vogue today is AC current, not direct current. So Tesla was the founding father, if you will, of AC current, what we use in our home today. Now, somewhere along the line, Tesla was no longer interested in AC electricity, which is our household electricity. He stopped working with electricity in deference to work with scalar energy, which is non-physical energy. And that was really a watershed event in his life. I don't think many people realize that later in his life, he was working with this intelligence, non-physical energy, which is scalar energy, the energy of the sun and the stars. So I again, underscore that point, because we're not going to speak about electricity today. We're going to speak about the other energy, scalar energy, that is poorly understood, but quite advanced and to be preferred to that of electricity.
Okay. Now, just so I wrote down two things, and I don't know if they're relevant. AC current and AC electricity, does it matter?
No, it's the same. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. But so that's what he did, and then he switched over into this.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Now, imagine.
So when the Tesla cars, are they this other one, the AC electricity?
Okay. Yes, it's AC electricity, yeah. And God bless Elon Musk for reviving the name Tesla. That's wonderful, and we all appreciate that. But we're going to speak about the other type of energy, not electricity. A Tesla car is powered by a DC battery. We're going to speak about scalar energy, entirely different.
Okay, so we're putting the AC electricity to bed. We're going to scalar. Right? Okay, we're moving over. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, I'm asking because I figure if I have these questions, other people might too. So, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, they're very good questions. Okay. So let me demonstrate, if you will. This is a scalar energy instrument behind it.
Wait, I'm going to take myself out so we can see you. Okay? Wave when you want me to come back.
Okay. So this is an instrument that operates with scalar energy. It's not electricity. It operates like a star. Now I'm going to show the audience the instrument. This is the scalar energy instrument. You'll notice that there's no moving parts. So is there a motor? No. The motor is the sun and the stars. Where does the energy originate? From the sun and the stars. I don't have to create the energy here on this planet. The energy is created from the sun and the stars. I simply tap into this energy from the sun and the stars. That's what I'm doing with the scalar energy instrument. And I'll demonstrate how this is a free energy instrument. If I hold in my hand a light bulb, this light bulb will illuminate under the influence of scalar energy. So that's an example how this energy is permeating my laboratory and it can illuminate a light bulb. So what's the point there? Go ahead.
So how, I'm just asking because it's coming to mind, how is this different than solar?
Yeah, that's a good point. So solar energy that we're using today is converted into a DC charge and it powers batteries. That is all electricity. That's electromagnetic energy. This is a different energy spectrum altogether.
Okay.
So if one is the apple, the other is the orange. So when we're working with this energy, what I really want the audience to take away from this conversation, it's a new technology. It's not electricity. Hence, it has different properties than that of electricity. And in so doing, we can do so many things with this scalar light that you cannot achieve with electricity. Okay, we'll get into that. But suffice to say that these are scalar energy instruments. Now, I have developed these instruments to improve what I call quantum health, energetic health. It's not biological. I work with people around the world with this instrument. And the way I work with it is not in a chemical sense. I work with people by way of their photograph. This is my photograph. It has an energy, a scalar light signature on that photograph. I never work with a person. I don't work at the physical realm. I work at the realm of intelligence. My intelligence is on that photograph, my signature. If I place my photograph inside the instrument, there's a connection between the photograph and my aura, or the photograph and my force field. So we're not speaking in physical terms. It's, again, it's not a biological, it's not a chemical process. It's intelligence, not chemicals. And when we work with intelligence, we're in a different, if you will, arena. We're in a different sphere of influence. The sphere of influence is that of consciousness, or intelligence, or information. It's not the sphere of a biochemical reaction. It's non-physical intelligence. Now, this introduces a new branch of physics, a non-physical branch of physics. If my body is composed of electrons, protons, neutrons, this instrument does not work with electrons, protons, or neutrons. It's non-physical. It's all, if you will, etheric, what some people might call aura or spirit. We're working in the realm of non-physical application. It is exciting because we're not bound by a chemical nature. We're at the top, we're at the apex of creation, that of instructions or intelligence.
It's hard. It's hard to, like, I want to put what you're saying into what I know, and it doesn't belong there. You know what I mean? Like, well, is it like this or is it like this? And it's not. So it's hard to stay in this new realm without destroying what you're saying. So the aura or the spirit. Now, would you say, like, when you, if I ever have a quiet moment in my head and I hear the other realm talking or whatever that is, the spirit, like a spirit guide, would that be the kind of intelligence that you're talking about? That's not physical, that intelligence?
Yes, it's the spirit. Yes, it's the spirit of God. I am working in the realm of God, the realm of spirit. I'm not working, if you will, with physical reality. So I'm going to give the audience an analogy. When I work with my photograph, that's sort of like the energetic blueprints. Let's say you're going to build a house or a building or a factory. You need blueprints. This is my blueprint. The end result is flesh and blood. So if this was a, if you will, a blueprint, then this blueprint would be the instructions that would precede the physical being. I don't work with people, the end product, the brick and mortar. I work with the blueprints, which is the intelligence that eventually will create the brick and mortar. That's a loose analogy, but probably that will serve the audience.
All right, question. Let's say somebody loses 100 pounds, changes their hair color, and cuts their hair off.
Yes.
Does that matter to the, like, the energetic blueprint, or is it still you?
It's still the same. Very good question. My photograph is like my fingerprint or like my DNA.
Okay.
I don't care if I dye my hair. I don't care if this photograph is 20 years old. It's my fingerprint. It's my blueprint. So that speaks to the effect that scalar energy is timeless. This photograph always reports in the present moment. This photograph is probably 4 or 5 years old. It still reports who I am in the present moment. That's quite extraordinary.
Okay. Yeah. Now, do you mind, how far did Nikola get with his work that you were able to take it forward? Do you know? I mean, I'm sure you know.
Tesla was so advanced. To this day, we're still trying to catch up to him. And I've not caught up to him. His work, frankly, was suppressed because what Tesla introduced was free energy from the sun and the stars. This is a free energy instrument. I am introducing free energy from the sun and the stars. So why was his work suppressed? It's the same reason my work is suppressed. Free energy will change the social order. Suffice to say.
So who... Can I ask who is suppressing you? The social?
No, it's the powers that be. You could call it the one world order. You could call it the military industrial complex. This instrument solves problems. Any free energy instrument solves problems.
Like we wouldn't be dependent on gas, right?
Yes, we would not be dependent on gas, oil. We would not have to have nuclear reactors. We would not have to build wind farms. We would not have to dig for coal. This is what Tesla was about to introduce to the world.
So we wouldn't have, like solar is solar, that converts it to electricity. We wouldn't have to convert it to electricity. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. Electricity is passe. Electricity is obsolete. The grid system in the world, the energy grid system will be obsolete.
Wow. Now, would we have to change everything that I have plugged in? We would need different machines that wouldn't need plugs.
Correct. That's correct.
Wow.
It's going to change the course of history. Correct. Very powerful.
So who does that? I guess whoever's smart. Could they literally do it now with what you're doing?
We're getting close. I'm getting close. I have to wait for God's wisdom. Mm. In other words, if I can light up a light bulb in my hand, eventually I should be able to illuminate a million light bulbs. If I can illuminate a million light bulbs, then I can light up a city. If I can light up a city, then it's the end of the energy crisis.
So what is, I don't know if you can explain, what is actually lighting that up? The machine captures it, or it's not physical, so...
It captures the energy. I start with an electrical current with this, but I can convert it into scalar energy. When I do that, these Tesla coils will broadcast, manifest the energy anywhere. I could work with one photograph, or I could work with a million photographs. Today, early in my laboratory, I was working with 500,000 photographs. So you could see how we can multiply this one person or a million or 10 million. You can easily scale this. In other words, if I can illuminate one light bulb, I can illuminate 10 million light bulbs. If I can work with one photograph, I can work with 10 million photographs.
So did all those people give you their photographs?
This is a collage. This is something I pulled off of Google. But
earlier
today, I was working with 500,000 photographs of people who sent me photographs.
Wow.
Yeah. So you can see how quickly we can scale this. You see, I don't need satellites. I don't need cell phone towers. I don't need distribution points. I don't need a department store. One scalar energy instrument can work with 10 million photographs a day. This is the new power generation.
And can you do them
on the dollar?
Can you do them all at once, or does that need to be like a million size bigger? That little thing can do the 10 million?
Correct, simultaneously. Correct. Yes.
How did you know how to build it?
God gave me the wisdom. Now, I have to draw a reference. I met an inventor, a scalar light inventor. The family is by the name of Hieronymus. I never met the inventor, but I met his wife. The inventor is Galen Hieronymus. He was deceased by the time I visited the family. I met his wife, Dr. Sarah Hieronymus, and she taught me how to use these instruments. I am not the original designer. I am not the original inventor.
And did they work with Tesla? Or
no, independent. That's a great question. They although they were contemporaries, I don't think they ever shared correspondence, ever.
But they were doing similar things.
Yes, they were both. Yeah, they both discovered scalar energy. So I learned about Tesla in theory and Hieronymus in practice. I had hands-on application to Hieronymus.
Where was that?
In Georgia. I actually met his wife in Georgia back in the 90s, in actually 1993. And that's when I began my career, if you will, my hands-on approach.
Wow. Okay. So when you were a teenager and you studied, where did you go to school? Did you go to school to learn more about this?
I went to school for a general education. And the reason I say that, I knew I would have to work for a living. And the fact that all of this is groundbreaking, I had to work and I had to study everything from business to banking to finance to science to English. I had to work. And that was my career path, to work, if you will, 9 to 5, and then on weekends I would work on this theory, on this approach.
So what was your 9 to 5?
I had many jobs, many jobs throughout my lifetime. But they were all geared to giving me the ability and the necessary resources to finish off my career with this type of research. So there's a reason that I work alone. Nobody wants to do this. What I've had to do to get to this point, it's a lifetime of research. It's a lifetime of sacrifice. I don't know many people who want to do that.
But it's your passion, right? You don't feel like you've...
It's not a burden. I like to do it.
Right.
And to be very candid, for 50 years I worked without a paycheck. How many people want to work without a paycheck? How many people want to pursue this science? How many people want to be dedicated? How many people want to go to the library and study for 8 hours a day and do that year after year after year?
Well, it reminds me of like actors, or I just interviewed an opera singer. You know, it's their passion and they got to pay the bills. So, I think it's more and more what I'm seeing. You know, you think if you have a dream, it's going to make you money. Well, like this show doesn't do that, but I love it. I wouldn't stop. Yes. So I have a job. So I have a job during the day so I can continue doing it. You know, so I get it. And I'm not saying it was easy and I'm not saying you didn't sacrifice. But what I'm seeing is that you couldn't stop yourself.
Right. I enjoy it.
You couldn't stop yourself.
Correct. To me, it's not work. I do enjoy it. But will other people enjoy this? Will other people stay at this for 50 years? I can't answer that.
Well, they don't have to because we have you. God picked you.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Thank you.
Right?
Yes, that's it. That's our reality. Thank you.
But look at like Tesla, you know, did his thing, and then Hieronymus did his. Were there any other people that also pulled something together for you?
No, that was it.
That was it. Wow. And the whole billions of people. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And why do I say that? Well, because very few people wanted to put in the time. Very few people wanted to make that commitment.
Wow. It's amazing, really.
So I'll explain what this does now. I'm all about results. Okay. So a scalar energy instrument, yes, it works with a person's photograph. When I work with a person's photograph, first of all, people can email me a photograph on my website. We allow anybody to test the program for 15 days. It's a 15-day free session. Now, this energy will balance the chakras. Everybody has seven chakras. Okay. Chakras are composed of scalar energy. And when I place a person's photograph inside the instrument, their chakras are balanced. Now, what do I mean by that? This instrument is always broadcasting scalar energy. If I place my photograph inside the instrument, automatically, the instrument is going to align my chakras under the influence of this energy. So that energy that's going into the light bulb is the identical energy going into my chakras. Now, under the influence of this process for 1 hour, people say that their chakras are balanced, or many people simply say that they're happier, or they have a state of elation. Because this energy is being downloaded into their quantum field, into their energetic field. Again, all of my work is non-physical. It's intelligence. There's no chemicals involved. So this is the new way we can access a person's aura through a photograph that enhances their chakras.
Okay, so let's say someone, you know how they say your heart chakra is blocked, or your whichever one is blocked, or your throat chakra. Are you, when you say balance, are you opening it up if someone has a blockage, like they were traumatized at 3 or whatever, and they closed up, and now you're opening it up? That's incredible.
Yes, it is. I'm going to show the audience. This is a photograph.
Right, I'm going.
Scalar wave. You look at that. That's a time-lapse photograph of a scalar wave. Below is a Tesla coil that's creating that scalar wave. Now, when you look at that in reference to our chakras, you can see how a download of scalar energy will align our chakras. The chakras spin, scalar energy spins. So the spinning vortex of scalar energy finds its way into our seven chakras and balances our chakras. Imagine that energy going into our brain waves and our chakras. What is the result? Proper spin, proper balance, proper proportion of our chakras. What is a chakra? It's non-physical energy. What's my work? It's all non-physical energy. So the way you balance a chakra is with non-physical energy. For 1 hour, I perform that chakra balancing. It's palpable. After I do that, people say they feel better. Some people say they can give up drinking or cigarette smoke.
So 1 hour per person, or you do all the photographs at once?
All simultaneously. So today, if you will, I had 500,000 photographs, and simultaneously I balance everybody's chakras for 1 hour.
So did you already do it?
Yes, already today. So consider every day on a daily basis, I'm balancing the chakras of 500,000 people.
Wow.
Yes, you can see. I call this a global healing ministry. It's God's global healing ministry. Not at the chemical level, at the spiritual level.
It's amazing.
Yes, it is. Thank you. You see,
no, I mean, it's blowing my mind because I'm
where we're going.
He has my picture. So I'm just thinking my back feels loose. You know, I normally have a sore back. I'm feeling pretty loose.
Okay. So what's the point? At the chemical level, at the physical level, you only can work with one person at a time. When you go to your dentist or your chiropractor, it's just one person at a time. When people send me their photograph, I can work with 500,000 or 10 million people through their photograph. I don't work like a chiropractor on the physical realm. I work like a scalar energy researcher with their aura. It's a significant difference.
Wow. All right. We're going to take our commercial break while we absorb this. And then we're going to come back with more. More questions, more information. All right. We'll see you soon, everybody. After a moment, after a message from our sponsor.
Has social-emotional learning become just one more thing on your teachers' plates? Do teachers and students both find it boring and ineffective? Then bring Kikori to your school. Kikori transforms classrooms through experiential SEL activities that help students play, reflect, connect, and grow. Even better, students say it's more fun than recess. Schedule a no-obligation conversation at kikoriapp.com/bringkikori. K-I-K-O-R-I.
Do you ever feel like you can't say what you really want to say? Or that you're stuck or in a holding pattern in your relationships, career, personal life, or finances? Are there things you want in life that you've given up on? Are you resigned that this is as good as it's going to get? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Hillary Burns, host of the Getting Real with Hillary show, has the solution you need. Hillary is a published author of 3 books and has a program called the Getting Real Process. This process frees you from what is holding you back, allowing you to create a life you love. Don't believe it? It is hard to believe that it could work, isn't it? The proof is that hundreds of Hillary's clients have used the Getting Real Process and are now free to create whatever they want in relationships, career, finances, enjoying life, or just loving themselves more. So go to realtalkwithhillary.com and order Hillary's book, Real Talk, and set up a conversation.
All right, and thank you to our sponsor, KikoriApp.com. If you want to bring experiential social-emotional learning to your kids, to your teams, to your businesses, definitely go to KikoriApp.com and schedule an appointment. It's social, it's connection, it's aura, like we're learning today from Tom. And if you find yourself, maybe your chakras are not balanced, I don't know, and you're not speaking up, go to realtalkwithhillary.com and schedule a call with me. My commitment is that we are all free to create lives we love, and that happens from speaking. It's a safe space. There's no judging, and we all want people to have more joy and love in their life. So now we're going to bring back Tom for this groundbreaking and incredible stuff. Okay, that's all I can say. Wow.
Thank you. Okay. So I'm going to follow up. There are other things that we can do that you can do. There's millions of applications.
What's the traditional way that people free balance your chakras? Is it like yoga or meditation? Like what a normal people?
Praying, meditation. Some people can balance their chakras by walking or exercising. Some people have breathing exercises. So what's the point? If chakras, if you will, are influenced by our environment, by our thoughts, then a proper thinking, proper environment can enhance our chakras. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm going all natural. I'm going with the energy of the sun and the stars. And I'm asking that energy to balance the seven chakras and the brain waves. Now, by the way, after I do this, some people say that they can sleep, that they have a deep sleep, a meaningful sleep. Well, that's great.
Okay, what if it's cloudy?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, because this is not visible light. Yeah, scalar energy, if you will, scalar energy will pass through anything. Nothing can impede the energy. I'll demonstrate. This is a wooden board.
Okay.
This wooden board cannot impede the energy. The energy passes through anything. The light bulb will illuminate. The energy passes through the wooden board.
Wow.
So nothing can impede this energy. It will pass through the universe. It will pass through a galaxy. It really is the spirit of God. It's non-physical energy.
So is it all around? It's all around us?
Yes.
You just happen to have a machine.
Omnipresent. Yes, it's omnipresent. Now, what's omnipresent? Well, from my standpoint, it's God. What else is omnipresent? It has to be the God that we know that's omnipresent.
So, could I just sit here and go, okay, God, balance my chakras? No. What does your machine do? Can you say that allows it to? Or I know it's not physical, so it's hard to wrap your head around it. But
now consider electricity is like some type of stream of electrons or agitation of electrons. Forget the electrons. This is the spirit of God. Without distinction, without equivocation, scalar energy is an all-pervading energy. It's the spirit of God. It's everywhere. That's how important this is.
So shouldn't we just be able to do all those things without the machines?
We can through prayer, yes. When you unite with God through prayer, you can do that. So what is this instrument? It's a stepping stone. It's a stepping stone. I'll say this, that everybody who has a mind and a heart, everybody can think and feel. Those are expressions, scalar waves. When you think, it's a scalar wave. When you feel, it's a scalar wave. If this is a scalar wave, that scalar wave is created by our thoughts. That scalar wave is created by our heart, by our feelings. So everybody has scalar waves. Everybody is an expert with scalar waves.
All right, let's say you got everyone to believe in what you were doing and all the money you needed. What would be the direction, or what would be your next step?
Very good. We're going to work with 1 billion photographs a year. Then we're going to work with 2 billion photographs a year. Then we're going to work with 3 billion photographs a year. If people get on board with me and they support this movement, we're going to work with 3 or 4 billion photographs a year.
And how can you handle that?
How
do you do the million now? Do you have them on little heads?
They're all miniaturized. I could easily fit 10 million photographs in that instrument and work with that for an hour or two. I have more than one instrument. In one day, if we were organized, if people handed me 100 million photographs, in one day, I could treat 100 million photographs.
Wow. So people would be balanced, happy.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You get it. Yes. Yes.
So anger gone?
For most part, unless you occasion it. I say to people, be happy. Don't chase windmills. Don't be Don Quixote. Live in the world of reality. And as long as we don't invent problems, they're not going to come to you.
Wow.
Okay, there's another process I want to share with your audience.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go. See you later.
When I want to identify and eradicate a microbe, a germ, this is a photograph of Epstein-Barr. It's common. I take magnified photographs, and I place them in the instrument side by side my photograph. Now remember, this is a non-physical communication. So the energy of Epstein-Barr, I can identify it in my quantum field and eradicate it. Scalar energy allows me to identify Epstein-Barr in my quantum field, break it apart, eradicate it, bring it to a state of chaos. I can eradicate the Epstein-Barr virus when I can find it through Scalar, find it, identify it in my quantum field on my photograph, and remove it. So I never work in the flesh. We don't work with brick and mortar. We don't work at the chemical level. We work at the etheric level or the auric level of force fields. I can find Epstein-Barr in my force field and negate Epstein-Barr in my force field. What is the result? People tell me that they feel better and they no longer have the symptoms of Epstein-Barr.
Now, how does the machine know to get rid of it? Like, just because you're putting it next to it, how does it know you're not giving it to yourself?
That's the way the instrument works. That's the way the energy works. It's an inbuilt process. When I work with these instruments, there's no human effort. I don't tell the energy how to behave. So this is the prospect of working with divine energy. Divine energy has a divine intelligence. This divine intelligence will look for Epstein-Barr and eradicate it.
Wow. And you can do that with
human intervention, without human interpretation. There's no human interpretation.
And you can do that with the herpes virus, you said, and others as well?
That's correct. That's correct. So the energy does the work. When you hit a light switch in your home, you don't tell the current to come flowing. That's a process. That's a mechanical process. And we don't have to instruct electricity. There's laws that electricity obeys. I don't have to instruct scalar energy. There's laws that scalar energy obeys.
So what other viruses and stuff can you do?
Any virus. If I can photograph a virus, I can instruct the instrument to look for the virus and destroy it, negate it, remove it, bring it to a state of chaos, disassemble it.
Did you do it with COVID?
Yes. I was very successful. My family and friends, none of us came down with COVID. If we did, we were not sick. And the instrument, the energy does what you tell it to do. If I tell this instrument to go after and to seek out HIV in a person, and if I had the HIV virus as a signal, as a signature, scalar energy would find the HIV signature in me and negate it, remove it, bring it to a state of chaos.
Wow.
Everything is a signal. Everything is energy. Don't think of this as the physical realm. Think of this in the realm of intelligence or intention.
All right. Can I bring up, I know you said you're not there yet with cancer, but correct. Can you tell us what you would need to be able to eradicate that?
I'm working on a new process. You bring me back in a year and I'll tell you my results. Here's my thoughts. This is a scalar wave. Take a look at it. It's a double helix. What is DNA? It's a double helix. As of last month, I started working with a new process with the scalar wave, attempting to look at and identify the DNA and to correct DNA. I'll let you know in a year or so if this works. My contention is scalar energy causes, scalar energy creates DNA. If I in some way can use this energy to correct DNA, I'll be very successful. Bring me back in a year, I'll let you know. I've just started a new process.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very exciting. Why? With scalar energy, you can do just about anything. Why do I say that? Energy creates the universe. So if we can recreate the steps of scalar energy in creating the universe, then we can recreate or refashion or correct the universe. Scalar energy is the intelligence of the universe. With the proper intelligence, you can reprogram the universe.
Wow. So what I know you want to make a difference. It's God's work, right? What do you hope? I mean, you could hit, if you heal the planet, then what? We're all healed. We're all happy. Like, then what? We got nothing to complain about. But what, like, I mean, I know you have, look, you're one guy. You got to get the word out. People have to accept it. But what, like.
Okay. What else on the radar is anti-gravity. I want to create anti-gravity instruments. On the radar, or instead of using cell phones, I want to be able to communicate with scalar energy. Cell phones are antiquated. Microwave is antiquated. I want to be able to illuminate not only one light bulb, but 10 million light bulbs. So in the future, I see that scalar energy will give us anti-gravity for transportation. We can illuminate a city. We can use it for telecommunications. Scalar energy will be the, if you will, the go-to energy. It will clean up our atmosphere. You know, keep in mind, there's no carbon footprint here. A lot of people complain about CO2 emissions. There's no chemical here. It's non-chemical. It's non-physical.
So let's say people said, Tom, you're on. Yep. Let's do this thing.
Great.
What would be the next step?
Step one, like, we have to prove it to the world. Step one is go to my website and sign up for the 15-day free session. The people have to carry this. By the way, I only work with people. I want to be very public about this. I will not work with corrupt governments. I will not work with corrupt institutions, corrupt corporations. So it's a grassroots effort. Go to the website, sign up for the 15 days of free sessions. When you do that, then you can judge if this is effective. If it is effective and you think this is meaningful, then tell people so that we can spread this by grassroots. I want to keep this with the people. I'm not going to work with corrupt entities. I'm not going to work with corrupt governments, corrupt businesses, the corruption in the media, the corruption in academia. I don't have time for that nonsense.
Okay. And the website, again, is scalarlight.com. You can do it right now while you're listening. S-C-A-L-A-R, light, L-I-G-H-T.com.
Yes.
Go sign up for your 15 days of free sessions and let's get him some testimonials.
Yes.
So, okay. So let's say that works. Everyone comes. You got your millions and billions of people and they all say, all right, this works. What do we do now?
Yeah. The next step, then I have to wait for God to give me the wisdom so I can start illuminating cities with this. And if I can demonstrate that I can illuminate a building or a city, then the world will say, okay, this is of merit. Let's move forward. Let's replace the electromagnetic grid. Let's replace the antiquated system of power generation and let's start using scalar energy. Now, all of this is a process. It's not going to happen, obviously, in a short order. It takes time.
Now, do you have any, if you're 64, let's say you got another 30 years, do you have any interns or
no.
apprentices that can continue your work?
I don't. Zero. Zero. Now, going back to my earlier statement, you got to make this a career and you have to be happy with it. And nobody has shown any interest in this. Nobody.
Yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
All right. Well, if you're someone who sees an interest, go to Tom's website and reach out because, I don't know, do you want help or do you like doing it on your own?
Oh, no, I need help, but
okay.
You know, without distinction here, if you're going to get involved, this is not a hobby. And if you want to see the fruits of your labor, you will, but you have to give it your all. This is not a part-time job. So it's going to take work. I welcome everybody.
All right. Hey, you never know. You never know. Right? The next Tom, the next, what is his name? Hieronymus, and the next Tesla. You never know.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So, okay. So we need to get the word out. People need to, they don't need to. If you would like to, we're not telling you what to do. But you know what? See if your chakras get balanced. See what else happens. What else can people look for when they do the 15-day
yeah.
trial.
Okay, one more process that I haven't mentioned.
Okay, all right, I'll go off.
If I want to impart the energy of a vitamin, this is beta carotene. Once again, I work with a photograph. Why? The photograph is the template or the blueprint. If I take this blueprint and match it up to my blueprint, beta carotene as a nutrient is downloaded into my blueprint. It's not chemical. It's not physical. The energy of beta carotene is downloaded into my energy field. This is how I achieve vitamins and nutrients, minerals, antioxidants. Not through a chemical process, not by ingesting a vitamin, but by taking the vitamin by way of energy. All of my work will impart the energy of a nutrient. This is the easy way of getting nutrients. Throughout my soma, throughout my force field, not by ingesting it, but through energy.
And have you ever tested yourself to know that, yes, you're full of those? Like,
Yes. I've taken blood panels and they, I don't have any deficiency. Now, you cannot explain that in the chemical sense. How can you explain that a photograph of a nutrient delivers you a nutrient? Well, there's theories, you know, I don't have hours to explain that, but the people that I've worked with tell me that their fingernails are stronger, that they have a fuller body of hair. Some people say, men say that they can start growing facial hair or not only a beard, but at one time they were bald and they start growing hair again. So what does that mean? Well, something is happening. Something energetically is happening that's changing the person.
Can you, here's what I'd like. Can you, I have very dry skin, so a lot of wrinkles. Can you do anything with that?
Yes. When you sign up on my program, we're going to, on a daily basis, we're going to impart the energy of 350 nutrients. And people say that this helps their skin, their complexion. It helps their skin tone. It helps them, if you will, once again, if you will, with their nails are no longer brittle. Their nails are stronger. Can I explain that in a biological sense? No, it's not biology. It's a new branch of physics.
Wow. I'm excited. This is very exciting. Well, you know, think of all the money we could save on vitamins and all that stuff. Skin products. I mean, if guys can really grow their hair back, these bald guys, they should be running to you, right?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Time will tell.
Sure, that's
you know, the sky is the limit, so to speak. What am I getting at? The sky is the limit. You know, we're just at the cusp of introducing this energy, this new technology, and the world is going to change for the better. Mark my word, the world is going to change.
Wow. All right. Well, so, all right. So it's time for our 3-minute wrap up. I mean, what you would like is for people to go to your website, right? Scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, light, L-I-G-H-T.com. Sign up for the 15 free days and see what happens. After that, what would you like to see? What do you need? Where do you see the world in 5 years?
The bottom line is people. People have to get involved. People. And how do I get people involved? I impress upon them there's something here. I impress upon people that this is indeed a reality. A photograph carries an energy signal. How do I do that? Only by experience. Keep in mind, this has never been done before, except my predecessor, Hieronymus, who is deceased. I have to prove it. Over the next 2 and 3 years, let me prove this with people. If we can prove it, then we're off to the races.
All right. And let's say you prove it. How do you see the world in 5 years?
I see the world submitting to me 2 million photographs a year. I see a global healing mystery through photographs. Not at the level of aura.
And then the result of that
is a healthy world, a happy world.
A healthy and happy world. Wow.
It's coming. It's coming. It's on the way.
Well, that's like, you know, when people say the next, not dimension, it sounds like you're going into the next dimension. You know, like we have some access to joy and peace, but we don't have it all the time. You know, we can get glimpses of it, okay. But this is a way of staying and living there, right?
Yeah, you're right. This is the way I see the world sustaining itself. Remember, if this is free energy, we don't have the encumbrance of drilling for oil, and it's not dangerous anymore. We finally have a way of energy generation, free energy. Energy that's not dangerous. Energy that doesn't pollute. We need a new way. We need a new system. This is the answer, people. Scalar energy is the answer to our problems. I solve problems. Scalar energy is going to solve problems.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Tom. This has been fascinating and exciting. And I hope everyone goes and signs up for your free thing. And all you have to do is send him a picture. That's it. It's painless.
It is.
And what do you have to lose, right? Nothing.
No, it's exactly. There's no chemical consequences. You can't have a negative side effect with a photograph.
Right. Well, thank you so much. Anything in closing?
No. God bless everybody. Thanks for your time. Let's change the world.
Yes. Let's definitely. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. See you next week.
Thank you for watching this episode. I started getting real with Hillary when I discovered that I was a people-pleasing, pleasant phony and wanted to be more of my real self. We can grow together. If you will like the show, subscribe to my channel, and share this episode with your friends and family so that we can have a world that's more real.